Well, it's that time, family. Let's swing it over to my man, Bobby Gales, along with his guest. All right, Bobby, do what you do, brother. Do what you do.
All right, thanks a lot, Tommy. So this morning, family, we're putting the spotlight on our children and heat stroke. Now, every year, dozens of kids die after mistakenly being left in hot cars. So my guest this morning is Dr. Ben Hoffman, chair of the American Academy of Pediatrics Council on Injury, Violence, and Poison Prevention. Dr. Hoffman, good morning, and welcome to the show, my friend. How you doing?
I'm wonderful, thanks. How are you?
I am fantastic. So let's just jump right into this. What are some of the steps people should take if you find a child in a hot car?
So the first thing is we would ask parents and caregivers to never, ever, ever leave a child alone in a car even for a minute. Even if you're just running in to get a pack of gum, never leave a child in the car. If you are a bystander and you see a child in a car on a hot day, the right answer is either to call 911 immediately or to break a window on the other side and get that child out. There are a number of states that have Good Samaritan laws that will protect you from doing that. So make sure they're comfortable, bring them into the shade and offer them fluids. The best thing to give them is water. If it's an infant, that may be a little more challenging. These people may not have a bottle, but trying to offer them water if that's at all possible. And then call 911 or try and identify the, see if you can find the parent or caregiver.
So is there a website people can go to get more information about what to do in the event that they find a child in a hot car or if a child is suffering from heat stroke?
Yeah, so the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, NHTSA.gov, has a lot of information on hot cars, as does the Centers for Disease Control.
Excellent. Well, Dr. Hoffman, I want to thank you very much for taking time out to share this great information with our listeners.
My pleasure. I hope everybody stays safe.
Thank you. Same to you, my friend. That's Dr. Ben Hoffman, the chair of the American Academy of Pediatrics Council on Injury, Violence, and Poison Prevention. Now, if you missed any of this information on children and heat stroke, you can also go to our website over at whur.com for details. Right now, time to take a look at traffic. Tony, you got it.